Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have breaking news right now in New York City. The fire department's responding to reports of a building explosion. That's a building explosion and collapse in East Harlem. The reports are that 160 firefighters are battling a five-alarm blaze of an explosion that caused buildings to collapse in New York City in East Harlem neighborhood. That's I think it's around 114th.
That's Spanish Harlem. That's the barrio they call that place area.
But they're here. The interesting thing is right now you want to keep them in your prayers in the context of that, and you can find out more on the VFN Torch. But also that's Fox News reporting that. But the Jerusalem Post just reported this morning that in East Jerusalem, a man planned to blow up homes in the capital as a revenge against the Jews. What he did was he cut the gas lines. He cut the gas lines, and you can see more about this on the VFN Torch. And they arrested him, but he was going to do it by cutting gas lines. And they're smelling gas. They begin to smell gas from their stand up here. And it was the explosions. It was at 9 a.m. this morning.
I don't know the exact time. They said at least 15 people were hurt. One report was that they saw a woman flying out of the window. Mm. An 8-year-old boy badly burned. You see just rubble.
You want to keep them in our prayers, and as we speak at this moment, that is what's taking place. It's just breaking news in New York City, and it is up. And if you think about, if you don't understand New York, when you're talking about 114th to 117th Street, you're talking, it's kind of the
Spanish Harlem.
Most Americans, you're looking
a lot of buildings. This is not a commercial area. It seems like this is a residential area that happened to me.
So Times Square, you're looking at is around 33rd, 34th. So you just count that many streets, how far north it is from the center of what you often see there. It's where people live. Mm-hmm. That's the residential area right there. But this morning, the Jerusalem Post is saying the very same thing was happening there, where there was somebody had cut gas lines. This man admittedly said that he was a man linked to Hamas, mind you, and that's what we're going to be talking about in tomorrow's program, we're going to be talking in the program soon. A man linked to Hamas intentionally cuts the gas pipes in the Armand neighborhood in attempting to harm Jews, told interrogators that he wanted to revenge for the Jewish entry into the Temple Mount, Israeli crimes in Gaza. And it's like, and so he cut the gas lines to be able to do that. Mm. And I want to say this as we're listening and understand that God is the one that protects us. He's the one that keeps us. It's not He blesses our abilities to do things. But understand, outside of God, that we are so vulnerable. It is just, it wouldn't take nothing to be able to take down, as you will be hearing soon, that the goal of our adversaries who want to harm America, including China, they've been focusing for years, and there's been a lot of cyber attacks we'll be talking about. But all you have to do is take America's economy down for 7 days. That's what 9/11 was about, taking down those financial towers. 7 days, that's how fragile we are. And you think about what we talked about, is New York City, the spiritual Babylon that we talked about, and you can find out more about that on the VFN Torch. But the reality is this is America. Mm-hmm. This is one of our cities and our nation that is experiencing such tragedy right now again. And but we don't have any reports that we know. All we know that it's a five-alarm fire. Fox News is reporting that it was 15 people have been injured, and the extents of the injuries are unknown at this time. But they're seeing their friends literally just thrown from the explosion outside of their building, correct?
Neighbors, yeah.
And neighbors. And so we just want to remember them in our prayers.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.